May 23rd, 2013. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
She don't play no card going into April.
Thank you. Watt from Pedro Show. Good people, we're not at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point, but we are in Pedro, and we're in Watt's pad, my pad here. And Brother Matt got elected to a neighborhood San Pedro community board of deciders. He's one of the deciders, maybe. But so he had last minute, couldn't do it. But I had guests coming, and show must go on, so do it here at Pedro. Well, my Pedro pad. And, yeah. Well, we start off the show with John Coltrane when he was in Miles Davis's band, and they blew a clam there. You hear him talking. So I wanted to show that even fucking cats like Miles and Train could blow clams.
That's reassuring.
I don't know who blew the clam, but definitely Miles let everybody know there was one blown. Then we heard Win Again by Sawako, and then Say Maybe with Evie Kane, which happens to be, well, not all of Evie Kane, but two of the three are here.
That's right.
Introduce, yes. Please.
Welcome. I'm John Sortland. I play the drums, and I do a bit of the singing.
And I'm Jonathan Hischke, and I play the bass.
And second time aboard the show.
You know it.
Because where was that? Was that the Spaceland?
Yeah. It was back then. I was a year ago, I think. I was on.
And there was a bunch of bands that were playing together. There was other...
Oh, so this is my third time.
Oh, it is your third time.
Yeah.
Because there were some other fucking Nebraska guys, right?
Yep.
What were they called? Capgun?
Capgun Coup. You bet.
Right, it is the third time, because the first time we went into your story of traveling from, was it Lincoln or was it Omaha? But you went out and did bass, and right, which one was it?
Lincoln.
Yeah. Okay. Omaha's the big town.
That's right.
Lincoln's the one that D. Boone's pop lived closer to.
Yeah, that's right.
My memories. Okay.
I'm impressed.
I guess it sometimes it lamed out. So, you got a gig. Well, they got a gig, people, tonight that I just remembered. Well, I remembered this morning finding out that they actually come to town, because we were going to do the interview yesterday, and you had a San Diego gig. You're on tour right now.
Yeah.
Johnson. How long has it been?
A whole day.
So tour just started.
Yeah, it was just started.
Okay. Well, it's a
it was a hell ride to San Diego, 100.
Yeah, for me it was. Yeah, with all the gear.
With all the gear.
Yeah, in a little Honda.
In a Honda.
Yeah.
I remember who was these guys? They were called Monster Cock Rally. Good name.
Good name.
Anyway, they had a hatchback. It was your.
I wish I had a hatchback.
Okay.
I'm
so
in a
Honda. They didn't even that big.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't know. I guess they hadn't been using this hatchback, or it was rented or something, because when they put the bass box in there, speaker box, close your heart,
glass.
Right?
Boom.
Yeah.
Pop the. You gotta watch out for that.
Yeah, watch out. So it was a cold, white home, and they were Bay Area.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Mr. T's bowl.
Well, luckily we only had to bring down drums and an amp, because Hischke here is so promiscuous and he's slept around with so many musicians and
Nathan.
He borrows gear every time. Yeah.
Right, Nathan?
Yeah. Nathan.
Because you guys are doing some gigs with Terramelos.
Yeah.
Sacktown band that, that I'm going to go see.
Right on.
Nyark, this club used to be called. It used to be a Guatemalan place. One time I had to go a gig there right from jail. I took a bus because I didn't want to, you know, a benefit especially. You don't want to miss benefit. You're playing. So many dudes stall at those things. But they didn't have the ceiling knocked out yet. And so it was really low. Now, you know, there seems all this room when you're in there. And they had mirrors everywhere. I think they still got a lot of the mirrors.
Yeah.
But it was like a working man pad. Interesting. And then the started doing gigs. I think it still says Nyard out front.
I think you're right.
You know, it's if you look close, it's not lit up or anything, but it's still up.
It doesn't say the Echo anywhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't say Echo.
Yeah. What band was that, what?
And it was, I think it was Black Gang. It was Nels Klein and Bob Lee. Yeah. It was a benefit for Doctors Without Borders. So I didn't want to miss that. We did it. It came through. You got a song here that you wanted me to play by a band called My Name is Rah Rah.
Yeah. It's a band I used to be in.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah, so Chicago. I want to know the story about it.
It's one of those bands that I had, just a kind of a...
Where from?
Motley, Chicago.
It was Chicago town.
Yeah, kind of a motley collection of weirdos.
Chicago was your first stop after Nebraska, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It sure was. And,
how many dudes?
Three dudes and a lady.
Quartet.
You bet.
Okay. Let's listen to it.
All right.
Thank you.
So you just heard Circus Tents with Open Your Eyes. John, you know something about this band.
Yeah, yeah. When I was around, I guess, 15, I first started picking up the drums, playing paint buckets and things like that. And I was in Grass Valley, California.
Not too far from Taramano's guys.
Yeah.
Because they actually weren't Sacktown. They were more in the...
I'm just a bit older than those guys.
Yeah, they told me they were more outside of the town in these little...
Yeah.
I guess there's these little kind of rural almost things outside. Jonathan Richman grasped that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I didn't even really know what it meant until I moved away. But
oh, really? With Modern Lovers. And
yeah,
he's still doing gigs.
I left and I loved him. I told a friend. He's like, yeah, it's our buddy's stepdad.
In fact, I think... he's a drummer,
Wilkinson.
Right?
Yeah, Jason Wilkinson.
He told me about this cat. He played drums. Yeah. He was into Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend telling me how good Jonathan Richman was, and I thought, yeah, I'd heard of that before. I just moved up to Eugene, Oregon, coming from Grass Valley. And then shortly after, I got really into it, and then I made the connection that it was my buddy's stepdad. And then once I saw Richman at a show at the Wow Hall,
yeah,
I said, hey, I'm buddies with Jason Wilkinson. He said, any friend of Jason's is a friend of mine. So he took me backstage and made sure we had drinks and everything.
He's a tripper.
Yeah, that was my one moment with him, but he was so cool.
He puts his drummies with towels. Do you have towels on the drums there?
I don't remember.
Yeah. He does two things. He'll turn his amp around and then have the drummie play with towels over the head.
Awesome.
No, Mom, too loud.
Yeah, yeah.
So this Circus Tents is a Grass Valley band.
Yeah, we got it going in high school when I was like 15 in the very late 80s, like around 87, 88.
Yeah.
And then people started calling us a sticker band because we were putting stickers everywhere, but we didn't know how to play our instruments yet. I didn't even have drums
yet. Gig.
Right.
No, you know Gary Floyd. What do you call him? Fake bands or something. He said when they started the Dicks, nobody even knew how to play, but they were putting up flyers.
Then you just have to figure it out.
You almost force yourself into like having to write songs and make a band.
I feel like we didn't have a choice, though, because back then, I mean, Grass Valley is a really great place. I am very grateful that we ended up there.
Yeah.
But it was so full of rednecks then, and I had long hair, and I rode a skateboard.
Yeah.
And we were just we were just welling up with
angst. You took grief.
I was pretty much 6'5" in high school.
Yeah.
I'm about 6'7" now, but
so everybody wants to fight you.
Everyone wants to fight me. Everyone wants me on the team.
Yeah.
And then so it was just stressful the whole time.
Yeah.
And I felt like the only thing we could do was when we discovered this. I went and saw Youth of Today came over from the East Coast and played the little Miners Foundry in Nevada City, and it blew my mind. And so then I felt like I had to.
What about 7 Seconds?
Out.
Weren't they scheming?
I missed them. I heard
after.
That they played there too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm about 39 now, so I missed some of the great
He's
ones.
He's doing like acoustic rock now.
Yeah, in Sacto.
Yeah.
You see him every now and then.
Okay.
Oh, I used to see him at Cattle Club.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I saw him at one of your shows in Cattle Club in the early 90s with Firehose.
But there was like, he ain't from there really. He's.
Transplant?
What they called Skeeno.
Oh.
Reno.
Oh, he's from Reno?
Yeah, Cascade with Reno. Yeah, I think that's originally where... And that was a little scene. I remember playing there in a basement.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, nobody picks where they're born. So if you got something together in a little place, and like a farmer would tell you, you want a good crop, you know, use a lot of manure. So maybe some rednecks.
Yeah, fuel the fire.
Okay, before Circus Tents... We had Slow Walker from, which is an acoustic version of Slow Walker from Milets. You know about this guy?
I
think he's 18 or something, some yeah, young kid.
Kid.
Doing kind of a...
Yeah, tap, all tap, that, and then the pedals and the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, this is acoustic. I heard some of the pedal dance, yeah. And, yeah, wow. Way ahead. Their time in their time. And ahead of that was Slime, but Caramelos, they have a new album.
I love that song.
Is it trippy?
That's one of my favorites right now. I'm just getting to know their body of work. I've known Clardy for a really long time.
He's drumming.
Yeah.
I mean, Dallas.
Yeah, that's how I know him. I played in an old kind of fast punk band, and we met together back then. He got us a show. We played together.
Oh, okay. You played Dallas.
We had some history back in the day.
Yeah, I had him on the show on I think it was last Easter.
Yeah.
No, or the Easter before, up in Seattle. And his story is pretty intense, how he got into drums.
I love that
and
kid.
From his pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
great
rips.
Drummer.
He's
Harry
great.
And the Potters. That was a weird...
Oh, yeah.
Tributary. Yeah. And they had a big draw.
Yeah.
Sure did.
People dressed as wizards and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. before Caramelos, we had Rainbow from Boris. I guess they're playing, too.
They're playing underneath us and tonight, yeah. They're playing in the Echoplex downstairs.
Right. Right. There's two... That's right.
Yeah.
You got to come in from the other street.
Yeah.
That wasn't there in the old days. That was another pad. It started with the Echo, and then Echo Play. It's same people, though.
Yeah.
It's an alley. You're coming through an alley.
Yeah.
It's weird how Sunset goes over.
Right.
Because this is where the hill part of, I don't know what you would call it, northeast Los Angeles. It's really hilly. It's not beachy.
No, not
people
at all.
From out, and yeah, but people from out of state, it trips them out this area.
Oh, yeah.
So Sunset actually is above, there's a bridge above this thing. Anyway, we started with My Name is Rar Rar, and Look Sharp and Listen, something live. When was this recorded?
That band was around, I guess it would have been almost 10 years now.
Early,
yeah.
What do you call it?
Early Knots?
Is it Knots?
I don't know, is it?
O's?
The O's. Yeah, it was probably 02, that one.
Right, because when you say turn of the century, it's like late 1800s or something.
Not anymore.
Yeah. So these are kind of old day bands for you guys. Okay.
Yeah,
that's great.
Like early angst ridden.
What about this Rubik's Cube from Agent Ribbons?
Oh, Agent Ribbons.
Agent Ribbons.
I'll give you that. That's a thing I played on. It's a band, two girls had from...
Oh, from Denver or something?
Sacto.
Oh, they're Sacto?
They played a gig with all of us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where?
At,
That's how I know them.
The Bootleg.
It's... That's right, in K-Town.
With La Butcherette. And then...
And you know what? A lady from Pedro, Miss Eva, went and met them, made friends, and they came down here and played Pedro.
That's right. Yeah, they're friends with...
The Alzheimer's, like...
No, that's
part
impressive.
The curtains a little bit. Now it all comes to me. I remember this band. It was a drummer and a guitar.
Yeah.
Ladies. Okay, let's listen.
So swimmingly I began the game that got me to where I could not get to
It's the hot feeling, the heart that we crave. Yeah.
Made you.
Music for the first hour, start off with Agent Ribbons, Rubik's Cube. Then we heard a friend of mine is coming to town Saturday, Mr. Tom with Black Moss, Super Rainbow, Windshield Smasher, Junk Culture Remix. Same pad you're playing.
Oh, okay.
Wales Wave Goodbye. Yeah, I'm going to go there twice in 1 week. Well, I don't really go to gigs, but he is this week. Wales Wave Goodbye from Frisia. Whistle While You Strobe, Spielgusher. That's a project I did with Richard Meltzer. Bob Pollard, Guided by Voices with Kim Deal, doing a Perubu song called Navi. Remember that? It's the first song in Dubhausen. It's trippy ass song.
I like that record.
And great drummer, Scott Cross. Miss Melvis. In fact, he's on this Miss Melvis thing. A tune called Beautiful. And finally, My Bodyguard by Petra Hayden. Petra Hayden's guest next week. Do you know about her? It's Charlie Hayden's daughter.
Yeah.
And she got a new album out where she did a bunch of movie songs a cappella. Yeah, she had a band called That Dog with her sisters.
Yeah.
And Anna Warnaker. And a boy, yeah. Tony, on the drums.
Yep.
We're at the end of the first hour of the May 23rd, 2013 edition of Walk for Pedro show. Guest Jonathan from EVK. Hold tight for hour two.
May 23rd, 2013, it's second hour of Walk for Pedro show. Jordan in deep. He's an angry isle and doesn't get much sleep. He's left a shadow, the shadow of himself, on the floor of his house. He's etched himself. He's sunk deep, deep into the wood. And in the end, they had to rent a belt sander. This old goat in rainbow tie-dye cap sleeve and cut off denim hops in off time. While a pixie octogenarian blows bubbles into passing car windows. That's how Woodstock started. How Woodstock started. Thank you.
follow them to where they were training. I got in there, and because I didn't know they even had boxing in the country at the time. And I talked to the trainer and asked him to train me. He looked at me and said, "No, I can't train you."
Show me professional and demonstrate. Stop. Am I way off the mark? Can you hear me in the back? the band starts to play. If you're the kind you really like, you gotta get up and rage. You gotta join the stage. And those dudes with the black lights, yelling, stand your stage. Knock them out of your way. Gotta join the stage. The band you care. Seems strange to me. Your dance floor replaced with seats. No fun no more. People gotta sing. People gotta dance. When that spirit moves you, you gotta enter track.
Pedro Show started the second hour off with, now this is acronym here, LVMRKS.
Yeah, Love Marks.
Oh, it's Love Marks. Okay, we need to take out the vowels. Okay, a tune called Blue Eyed Suicide. Now, I got this from you, Jonathan.
You did.
What's the story, Morning Glory?
This is a thing. This is a record that just came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm on it, and it's
Where are they from?
From L.A. Okay. It's a guy named Neil Bush, who was in Trail of Dead, and a guy named Dave Clifford.
You will know us?
And
Texas guys, right?
Mm-hmm. And a guy named Dave Clifford, who was in Red Sparrows and BSE.
I played some of them.
Yeah.
They're Red Sergeant House.
Yeah. Okay. And made some tunes and recorded them, and they just came out yesterday.
Okay.
So yeah.
Wow.
I'd give it some props.
And then there's a new album from Dirty Beaches, and I played Greyhound at Night. You check them out?
No.
I got to play with them in Belgium. Cat named Alex, he's great, man. I think Taiwan via Canada, or maybe the other way around. Dan Fox, after that, Cut to Haircut. He's out of New York now, I think, but... You guys should know about all this music I play, so you could help me. And the Rebel with Time, but with Y. Maybe they're from England, right? Oh, no, that's a Spice. Right, when you put the Y in there? Simon and Garfunkel's.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, Big Legs after that with Tie Dye His Arm. Maybe a hippie, or anti-hippie stuff. And there was a pad here in Pedro, these guys sold tie-dye stuff. So, of course, the whole pad was tie-dye. The curtains and Alex Lambert and Travis Dickerson with a tune called The Liberian Boxing Team, and after that The Eternals with Space Dance Hall, and finally No Mercy with Storm the Stage. Do you remember No Mercy? They're late 70s San Francisco, and they were just a singer and a drummer.
What are they all about?
There was punk bands in the old days that didn't even have guitars.
It's the best kind.
After hardcore, it kind of changed that way. But there used to be punk bands without guitars. And they had a badass, I think her name was Tony in this band. She came from Ohio. She knew the guy who did, what are the drums? Rogers? With the R?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, man, she could play. And Esmeralda was a singer. And they were great. And they reissued this album that never came out from those old days. Now, before you guys turn into a mystery or something, maybe you'll be beyond the mystery, but they'll want to know your beginnings. How did the E.V. Kane Band start?
Well, Jonathan and I met from another band we were in, and we had a lot of ups and downs and near misses, and it was...
You don't want to say this other band's name?
We're actually going to play a song from it. It was called American City.
Ah, next hour.
Singer was from England, and a lot of hopeful, exciting moments, and a lot of frustration and differences.
Just here in SoCal?
It was partly in London and partly in San Francisco.
Wow, part of your trip was in London.
Well, we picked him up right after.
As I remember his music journey, I remember that chat.
Yeah, I remember that too.
He jumped on, and then we really started picking up. We did an album out there, and then we started picking up speed, and it got exciting. And then, we kept trying. It just wasn't working out as that band. And then I was just really frustrated, and I was hanging out with my buddy Brian that's not here now, but he's a guitarist. And I was just
he's
like,
the final third of the E.V. Kane.
Yeah, exactly. And, we were doing some karaoke. I think we were singing some Eurythmics or something, singing harmonies. And I said, why don't we just make a band that's as fun to sing as karaoke? We'll both sing the whole time. We wouldn't get
band?
A damn lead singer. Yeah. No, not a cover band, but just try to make our songs that fun to sing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if we pull it off yet, but that's why we started the band. And it's been...
So the name...
Yeah, and then Hiskey kept saying, I know I'm down in L.A., but we'll make it work. I'm in. So we're like, okay, Hiskey's in. Let's do this. And then we just started.
No, but name.
Oh, the name. E.V. Kane? E.V. Kane is the name of this present. But you want to know where that came from?
Name.
I know. I was just going to tell a really short version.
Yeah.
I lived in Auburn, California.
Yeah.
In the mid-'80s, and I was kind of terrified the whole time. It was pretty, I don't know. I lived in the Auburn Greens. And there was like little street gangs of 12 and 13 year olds walking down the street stealing bikes and threatening us. And one day on the schoolyard at my elementary school, there was a big heavy set kid crying on the bench, and a crowd was gathering. And I said, "What's going on?"
Lord of the Flies, Piggy.
I thought maybe something was going down like that. So I crept into the crowd and I said, "Why is he so upset?" And one kid said, "He has to go to E.V. Kane next year." I had never heard of E.V. Kane, but it's a middle school in Auburn. And I listened into the story. Yeah, and I listened into the story, and the kid was saying, they make you push a comb around a toilet with your nose. If it falls in, you have to get it out with your mouth. And he started crying. I was like, what? And then he started telling another story about shaving cream up the back of the ass and some weird stuff. So I ran and found my cousin that was my age, and I said, we can't go to E.V. Kane next year. We can't go.
This is the teachers or the other students? They're hazing people.
I didn't even wait to find out.
Okay.
I just ran.
Because I remember our gym. at Dotson Junior High, we had a tough gym program. Those gym teachers are so fucking bleach. I thought high school was going to be in murder.
Well, somebody approached me in Grass Valley and said, please tell me you guys named the band after E.V. Kane Middle School.
Because they knew about it, too.
And I said, well, actually, we did. We spell it K-A-I-N. They spell it with a C.
Well, it's probably named after somebody.
Yeah, I don't know who. I don't even know what it stands for. But
Miss Kane.
The kid said, please tell me it's that middle school. And I said, it is. And he said that him and his wrestling team were terrified to wrestle their wrestling team. Because
they
were
just tough
notorious,
okay.
Scary kids. That's all I know. It's just a legend to me. But
no,
my family...
I remember, you know, Marine Ling here for Pedro High Pirates have to play some schools that had manual arts or Locke or Fremont or Washington. It was a little scary.
Yeah. But so we moved to Grass Valley. My cousin and I at the same age, we said we are not going to E.V. Kane, and they said okay, so we moved to Grass Valley.
Different school district.
Yeah, and then I went to Gilmore and Nevada Union. But that's where I met people I felt really influenced the direction I was going, getting into music and punk rock and stuff like that. So to me, it meant more than just
running away from
Auburn.
A scary thing.
Yeah. And then it was kind of a joke, just let's name it, the thing that scared me into Grass Valley. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So
that's kind of the sort of long version of the name.
Okay, so you guys want to make a trio that did songs that are fun to sing.
Dude, we just want to have a good time. Bands get so political and frustrating, and then you get a producer. I mean, we worked with a lot of really great people, and it's just, I felt like I was totally losing control of any like creative, artistic expression I was trying to make by getting involved with people who saw their vision as their quest rather than the whole crew on a ship together trying to get to the goal together, whatever the goal may be. But just, you know, as an artist, I was getting really frustrated, so I just thought,
yeah,
okay, I'm going to start my own band. And then Brian said, I'm in. And then Hiskey said, I'm in. And each one of us can say it's our own band. And it's very liberated space, and everyone hears what everyone has to say about what parts we want to put in the song, and it's totally collaborative.
You're using some past experiences.
Yeah. I'm trying not to just be completely jaded and brain into new relationships, but Jonathan and I had quite a struggle.
You just don't want to rerun.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, what about this right here? Clear Plastic.
That is... that is a new band that I just love. And I should mention my fiance's in the band, but I almost shouldn't mention it because I want to make the point.
Don't do it.
Okay. Because it's three girls.
Yeah.
And we don't sound alike, our bands, but I think we should play a show together because it's a very similar kind of energy. And the female drummer just rips it up. You know her, Leah Braswell. She played in the Butcherettes. Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't...
The drumming?
Yeah.
Good drumming.
And she wanted me to say hello to you, too.
Yeah, good drumming.
Yeah.
just laid down, and we all go through it together, but we all go at it alone. Yes, we all go through it together, and we all go at it alone.
Sky will never have to I'm close to God. Believe that I'm close to God. Hope I'm not a dying breed. I hope I'm not a dying breed.
Music for second hour. We started with Clear Plastic doing Leathered Body. Ooh.
Tethered Bodies.
Oh, Tethered Bodies. Yeah,
yeah. Love them.
Writing's too small.
Love that band.
Sorry. And then Together with She and Him. I just got this from Mac at Merge. I'm on bass on there doing a Jamerson thing. M. Ward had me play on this tune.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, and he was into Jamerson. I said, I'm into Jamerson. I love Jamerson.
Hell yeah.
And then Free Moral Agents. With his Ike,
mm-hmm.
who told me he just got off a Jack White tour.
Yeah, I saw him on that.
Wow.
Yeah, he's doing good.
A tune called Ageless Clavinet Version. Ike and Dennis, the other cat in the band, was on the show last week. Great cats from Strong Beach.
Yeah, Ike's a good friend of mine. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's good people.
Mm-hmm.
Then something new from the Stooges, a song that's on the it's not on this U.S. one. It's called Die and Breathe.
Wow.
And I think some of my bass is on there. And
nice.
Then Undercover Slut with Laughing Like Hyenas, which is some proj the sax man from the Stooges, Steve McKay, parted with some Europe guys.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
And then Dumbass by Ai Weiwei. Ai Weiwei is a China artist. You know about him?
No.
He's been fighting the government, they have him in jail and stuff. He
made
a heavy metal. So first he was their big... brag about help make the stadium for the Olympics.
Mm.
And then he got on the wrong side of censorship or something. And then Sigodi after that with You're Against Us. And yeah, we're at the end of the second hour, May 23rd, 2013 edition of Watt for Peter show with John Jonathan from Evie King. You heard the story, how the band came together. Here's some more stuff. Hold tight for hour three. May 23rd, 2013. It's third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
the sight of all that we witness, the conflict, confusion, mental sickness, no reason to perish. Seems attractive, convicted, and twisted, unreactive, in our endless sight. Lost between the lines, the penance is carried through the ages, the solace, the sadness, living in chaos, denial of progress, anachronism, self-cancel, delusion, lack of get out. All these fears, thousands of years, through the years, our obsession, in our endless night, lost between the lines, the penance that carries through the ages, the solace and sadness, living in chaos, denial of progress, anachronism, the gentle solution, all from Jesus. Oh, dear, 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 dear,
thank you. Stop. and the room's on fire.
start off the third hour with the Flying Luttenbacher's Kering number one. Last time Jonathan was on, we heard Kering number two. Then we heard Lines by the Paranoid Critical Revolution, Starry Morning by Light. Yeah, Light has a new album. Paranoid Critical Revolution, that's got Reg, who runs the band for Glenn Branca.
Oh, okay.
Incredible, yeah, musician. Glenn, too. Leaf, Shimmy has a new album. Fucked Up 2 by Good Bad Psycho. That's a name. We're Gonna Fight by Society Ills. I think that's a 7-second song that me, Thurston, Dave Markey, and Dezzo did. And Curious. Yeah, what was the name of the record? Skin, Guts, and I can't remember. It was an EP or something. Maybe Before Your Day. Curious one from Rabbit Rabin. That's Matthias and Carla from Book of Knots. Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum is their band, too. But Tony Mamoni from Peru, they had me aboard with these Book of Knots projects where him and Joel Hamilton put together these trippy collaborations. I had to pretend I was Chuck Yeager.
Also from Grass Valley.
Yeah, it's a Grass Valley reference.
Right, he spoke to speed the sound barrier.
Yeah, and he lives in Grass Valley.
We claim him.
Yeah.
All right, he's a funny guy. You Like Vampires by Blue Coop, which has got the drummer and bass player from the original Alice Cooper band and a bass player from Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Blue Coop, get it?
Oh, man.
We're all living in Connecticut.
Dennis Dunaway, isn't it?
Dennis Dunaway, Neil Smith, and Joe Bouchard. Oh, Joe Bouchard playing guitar like a traitor, but somebody had to.
Oh, man. Love
and
that.
And then finally, the Franklin Mint with 4-Minute Warning. What's the plans for Evie King?
Just going to keep, Jonathan.
Keep playing. Yeah. Keep recording.
No, but is there a record coming? Because since I played both songs.
Yeah.
Going to make some more?
Definitely.
That's next.
In the short term, you're going to finish this little tour.
We're doing that, and then we're doing some shows with Cedric from Mars Volta and all that. His new band with Juan. And
What's that called?
Zavala's.
Zavala's.
Yes, and we're doing some of those shows next month.
Because Omar's got what? Bosnian Rainbows?
Yep. Okay. Terry, yep.
I saw this movie he made. Well, first couple minutes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. Hey, Ma. I made a movie. No, much respect, Omar. What's this American City? Now, this was the singer.
This is the band that
but
I recorded.
But it's an England guy.
It's a female singer.
Or a lady.
Yeah, Sil McKay.
I know, I haven't heard it yet.
She's awesome. And my high school buddy, Jeff Schmidt, on guitar. And we did the record. And that's how I met Jonathan. So he's played that song with me on stage.
Razorblade.
Yeah. And it's never been released, and it probably never will.
Okay.
So it's dying on a mixing board in London somewhere, but it played on your show, so it got somewhere.
That matters. That's
okay. Okay, let's listen, people.
Thank you.
for Pedro Show. Last music we heard for this edition, my guest John Jonathan from KB Evie Kane.
KB Ain.
Fucking dyslexia is fucking with that. Okay, it was Razorblade by John's old band. Well, you played it live with him. American City. God, what a terrible name, though. kind of.
You didn't even know what times that name changed.
Yeah. And Rig Scorcher after that by Agnes Steck. That's all bass. You'll dig it. Cat right. out of Austin. Yeah, he does great poetry, too. The Orbits with Daddy's Home. What a title. Yeah. Other Side, Indo-Celt Motif by C-Star Sound. That's at least... That ain't too bad. And then Basho Unbored.
Unbored.
Yeah, when you know, can't find the word, make it up. Mr. Bush did a few of them.
Yeah.
And then finally, Kings and Queens by See You in the Sky.
The other way around. See You in the Sky by Kings and Queens.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's another band I was in up in Grass Valley. Or he wasn't in it, but.
Did you know the people?
Yeah, Rich Good. I love the guy.
Yeah.
Incredible guitarist.
So you played with people from his band, from his town,
them hills.
So look, man, I wish you guys all the success in the world. Yeah, it is hills. That's what I gathered from Nick and Nathan telling me. Really, I wish you all the best luck. Keep the keel in the water. But do you have any advice since all these journeys, all these little... creeks and tributaries and things off the big rivers. What would you tell somebody getting into music as advice?
It's funny. Jonathan and I just keep reading. We just are scratching and digging around for our own inspiration and keeping that belief alive, just trusting what you're doing.
So trust what you do.
Just stick to your vision and trust what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because we have to keep reminding ourselves. You know, there's so many things that get in the way, especially as you get older and older, there's more and more obstacles that...
Or distract.
The quote-unquote real world just forcing you to look in other directions, to keep focusing on and believing what you're doing. As cliche as it sounds, it's like, I don't know, we've been watching YouTubes of, like, Alan Watts and Joseph Campbell.
I used to listen to him in the 70s. He'd be on KPFK. Yeah, he lived up in Big Sur.
Yeah.
If you ever do the Highway 1 up the coast.
Yeah.
Where Henry Miller and all that, yeah. You know who was way into fucking Alan Watts? Greg Ginn.
Oh, really?
It's been the May 23rd, 2013 edition of the Watt for Pedro Show, everybody. Keep your powder dry.